Testimonies to the Church Regarding Our Youth Going to Battle Creek to Obtain an Education. Character of Workers Needed for This Time. We are living in the last days of this earth's history, and God calls upon those who have an understanding of the truth for this time to pray, to believe, to stand fast in the faith, proclaiming the message of mercy to be given to the world. There are those who today are standing in perilous places, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. From this time on, Satan will bring in deceptive influences of every kind. True, stanch, wholehearted believers are needed, men who are not fashioned after a worldly mold, but who see and realize that it is at this time that Satan's power will be exercised through believers who have not kept the beginning of their confidence firm unto the end. Workers are needed who understand that the warnings given in the Word of God are appropriate for this time. Shall we not pray and watch unto prayer and see that we need to be reconverted? God's purpose for us is that we shall be constantly increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. At this time, we need men who are as true as steel to principle. We need the help of every one who has had an experience in the giving of the first and second angels' messages. There are those who have so linked themselves with the world that they have lost the knowledge of God and are departing from the faith. The warning comes, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power." Amidst the temptations that abound in these days, some will depart from the faith. Those who have been trying to quench their thirst at broken cisterns, which can hold no water, will have a misleading message to proclaim. They will speak smooth things. It is now, just now, that genuine gospel medical missionary work is to be done by men who acknowledge Christ as their master, who realize, as did Elijah and Jeremiah, that they hold their commission from God, and that they are accountable to God for the use made of the talents entrusted to them. God's workers are to acknowledge no earthly master, one higher than men, even Him who is the way, the truth, and the life, is their master. Men are needed who can speak intelligently of the sacredness and the importance of the truth, men who can point their fellow men to the needs of the present hour, men who have an inspiring message to bear against perverted principles, who watch for souls as they that must give an account, pointing souls to God's standard of righteousness. Many who have known the truth, but who have not nourished its principles in their hearts, will become leavened with evil. This evil they do not discern. In word and act they say, "Speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits." We are now to call things by their right name. No longer are we to look upon unrighteousness as righteousness. Let everyone be prepared to lift up the standard of truth. We are to have no fellowship with the worldly practices that have perverted the faith of some who have enjoyed great privileges and who should now be standing on vantage ground. We are to respond to God's call to take a decided stand for truth and righteousness. No longer are we to bind up with worldly elements. The leaders in God's work are not to be men who do not know God, who have no experimental knowledge of God. They are to be men who love and fear God and Christ. Otherwise, they must be relieved of their responsibilities. Satan is watching every opportunity to make of no account the old waymarks, the monuments that have been raised up along the way. We need the experience of the men who, through evil report, as well as through good report, have been steadfast to the truth. Men who have not built their house upon the sand, but upon the solid rock.